here clearly. What was the decision made? And it's the vote's happening in 2 weeks?
Yeah, the vote's going to happen next week. So today we had the public hearing on it, and next Tuesday the Buffalo Common Council will meet for the regular council meeting and vote on it as a whole.
You can't do it next Tuesday, Christmas Day.
You're right. It's on Wednesday, December 26th, because Christmas Day is a holiday, and the council won't be meeting on Christmas Day.
So what's going to happen on the 26th, just to recap this?
So on the 26th, the council will meet for a regular council meeting, and we will vote on this item.
Based on what the woman said over here, do you take any consideration what she has to say, any slight tweaks to
what this? We spoke yesterday, and we're going to look at the language again to see if there's any ambiguity in it. I don't think that there's any ambiguity in it at the moment, but the law department is going to go over that, and we're going to check for that.
So does the law only pertain to dogs that are on a leash, or are they allowed to be open in the backyard, running around, and only allowed to do it for an hour?
Yeah, so first of all, this is only applicable in extreme weather conditions, and we're talking about over 90 degrees or under 32 degrees. And the main focus of it is dogs that are tethered. So it's going to apply to someone who has their dog chained up, and it's in extreme temperatures, and it can't be more than 1 hour.
Temperatures. Is there any concern that people will take this as a license to just let their dog be out there on a leash at 89 degrees? You know, there's always that concern that you're giving them a license to do something that, you know, common sense should rule against.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is also have a proactive educational component on this, because we're going to prohibit a dog from being on a tether for more than 1 hour if it's over 90 degrees, but we don't want someone to think that because it's 88 degrees or 89 degrees, it's safe to have your dog tethered all day being outside. So there's definitely going to be an educational component to this, and we're doing this because the SPCA had reached out to the council. They reached out to my office. As you heard, there have been just in the past year a couple hundred incidents that they were made aware of. And we don't want this to happen at all. We don't want anyone to have to enforce this. And we hope that this creates awareness and people don't do this.
What will this educational component look like? I mean, is this something that you're going to advertise about? Is this something that if someone is not in compliance and it's a slap on the wrist and that's how you're showing it? Like
we're trying to be proactive, and we're working with the city clerk's office, because people that have dogs, they're licensed with the city, so we have the names and addresses of people that have dogs. So we're looking at doing some sort of outreach when people come in to license their dogs, or possibly the people that currently have dogs that are listed. Our office is also going to be doing some outreach on social media, and we're trying to educate people on the topic.
Outside of the 90 degree, the 32 degree, that kind of seemed like the outline for this. Is there any other kind of outline for basically what this does, or does that kind of describe what this?
Yeah, that describes what it does. And like I said, this has been based on what has been done in other municipalities. Syracuse has something very similar with the same temperatures, 32 degrees and 90 degrees. The state of Pennsylvania has the same temperatures at 32 degrees and 90 degrees. Washington, D.C. does as well. And it's really sad and frustrating that we have to come up with legislation to do this, but unfortunately we've seen instances where people are having their dogs and they're not properly taking care of them, and that's why we have to do this.
There was some nuanced argument about things that should be changed to this. Is that something that you plan to address right away?
Yeah, we're going to take a look at it to see if there's any ambiguity or anything in the ordinance, so we'll look over everything before it gets voted on next week.
In the past,
it would go into effect 10 days after it gets voted on, so right at the beginning of the new year.
There was some concern brought up by this woman and some folks online as well, just saying that, you know, this just gives some people a little bit more, I guess, weaponry to go against people who they might not like in terms of their dogs being in their neighbors going after them. You know, can you answer that at all? You know, they're concerned that their dogs might be seized or something like that might happen.
So we're looking at First of all, a fine of $250 for someone that does this. But the person who would be enforcing this has discretion on this. So if people are concerned about neighborly disputes and trying to call the police on neighborly disputes, I would not be concerned about that. At the end of the day, the enforcement has the ability to use discretion on this. And if someone doesn't have their dog tied up for over an hour in weather that's over 90 degrees, then they wouldn't have anything to be worried about anyway.